This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time!
In the cold and rain, when my father took me to my very first game, said the Browns are gonna show you how to.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Dogs of War pregame, your weekly 5-minute episode to give you all you need to know before Sunday's game. Disclaimer, this is being recorded Thursday instead of Friday due to travel plans, so anything I say after this is subject to change. Let's first head on over to Berea to hear from Coach Stefanski on Sunday's game.
Obviously, defensively, they do a lot. I think Lou does an awesome job making life hard on an offense and does a nice job of mixing coverage in front and you name it. So good players at really every level of the defense. Offensively, a great quarterback with some very, very, very good skill guys that everybody knows can be dangerous when they get the ball in their hands. Irv Smith, I was with, their tight end. I know first year for Irv. Some new players on the offensive line, brought in some really good players on the offensive line. So I know they fit well into what they're doing. The special teams, Coach Simmons always does a really nice job having a sound attack with some, again, very good football players. So
round one of the Battle of Ohio kicks off at 1 p.m. Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium, televised on CBS or radio at 850 ESPN Cleveland. Last season, the Bengals, led by quarterback Joe Burrow, finished 12-4 in the regular season and made it back to the AFC Championship game, where they lost to eventual Super Bowl champions Kansas City. Burrow threw for 4,475 yards and a career-high 35 touchdowns last season, while his all-world receiver Ja'Marr Chase finished with 1,046 receiving yards and 9 touchdowns. Burrow is playing on Sunday, despite not playing in one preseason game and missing most of camp with a calf injury. The Bengals lost 3 key players of their secondary to free agency this offseason in Jesse Bates, Von Bell, and Trey Flowers, but will still bolster a strong defense along with additions on the other side of the ball in Orlando Brown and Irv Smith Jr. The Browns offense is ready for the curtain to go up on Sunday with Deshaun Watson under center and the league's best back, Nick Chubb, ready to rock. Chubb has topped 1,000 yards rushing 4 years in a row and came 4 yards shy of doing it in 2018 as a rookie. His 1,525 yards last year were a career high, and 68.9% of those yards came after being hit. Look for newcomer Elijah Moore to get plenty of action on Sunday, along with old faithful Amari Cooper. Now for the injury report, defensive lineman Joseph Osai for the Bengals suffered an ankle injury in the final preseason game and has missed practice time this week, with his status for Sunday being unknown as of now. For the Browns, Denzel Ward is still battling his way out of concussion protocol, but practiced 2 days this week. Juan Thornhill came down with a calf injury that limited him in Wednesday's practice and kept him completely out of Thursday's. No official word as to his Sunday status yet. From the Dogs of War weather room, the forecast for this Sunday is a crisp 73 degrees with a 25% chance of rain. From the Dogs of War sportsbook, the Browns are 2.5-point home dogs for Sunday, with the over-under set at 47.5. Brothers and sisters of the Muni lot, rest up and see you out there on Sunday. Oh yeah, and a quick side note, if you haven't listened to the episodes this week, the previous two episodes of the Dogs of War podcast are with Mo Egger, the voice of Cincinnati sports, to give us a fantastic preview and breakdown of the Bengals. And of course, we also had on our friends Wyatt and Carly Teller this week to talk about the Browns. So give those a listen if you haven't yet, and we'll see you next week.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.